BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. Ukraine's President Zelensky has offered to return two North Korean soldiers captured fighting for Russia in exchange for Ukrainian prisoners of war. Video footage posted online shows the men apparently injured. One says he didn't know that he was being sent to fight in a war. Our correspondent Sarah Rainsford said President Zelensky was probably making a political point rather than a serious proposal for a swap.
Ukraine already has a lot of Russian prisoners of war, and Russia and Ukraine do conduct swaps, exchanges of prisoners of war fairly regularly. So I guess they don't necessarily need to swap the North Koreans in order to get the Ukrainian soldiers back. I think he was more making a point that he has these men, and Ukraine is saying that this is a sign of weakness by Russia, that is having to resort to using foreign forces to plug the gap in its own ranks, that it's not able to get enough Russian soldiers to fight this war.
US firefighters are bracing for several days of strong winds that threaten further destruction across the whole of the Los Angeles County. After 6 days, three fires are still burning. Emergency measures have been introduced to help victims of the fires and protect them from scammers and price gouging. Several people have been arrested for looting in evacuated areas, including a man dressed as a firefighter. The fire chief in the city of Pasadena, Chad Augustin, said such actions would not be tolerated.
In the worst of times, the residents who've lost everything, who can't get back to their residences, you have people coming in to try and take advantage of that. And there is zero tolerance. We have lots of law enforcement on scene and the National Guard helping us to assist to prevent that.
Iran says one of its nationals, Mohammad Abedini, who was detained in Italy last month, has returned home. His release comes days after an Italian journalist held by Tehran was freed. Rolanda Teal has more details.
Mohammad Abedini, an Iranian businessman, was detained in Milan in December on a US warrant. He was accused of supplying drone parts used in the killing of US servicemen in Jordan last year. 3 days after his arrest, an Italian journalist, Cecilia Sala, was arrested in Tehran. Italian media linked the cases, and following intense negotiations, the Italian journalist returned home on Wednesday. Iran has dismissed allegations that it imprisoned Ms. Sala to put pressure on Rome.
Nigerian media report that at least 16 civilians have been killed in a military airstrike in the northwestern Nigerian state of Zamfara after they were mistaken for criminal gangs. Residents said they were local vigilante groups and civilians defending themselves from bandits. While state officials have acknowledged the incident and offered condolences, the army is yet to respond. This is the world news from the BBC. The incumbent president of Croatia, Zoran Milanovic, has been re-elected in a landslide victory. Mr. Milanovic took three quarters of votes cast in a runoff election against his rival from the governing party. Here's Guy Deloney.
Zoran Milanovic secured the kind of electoral victory usually only seen in one-party states, but it was the governing HDZ party's candidate who was left in the dust. Dragan Primorac picked up a mere 25% of the votes, the worst ever result for Croatia's most powerful political force. Prime Minister Andrej Plenković wasn't impressed. He declined to congratulate the winner and insisted that Milanovic offers nothing. The re-elected president could afford to be magnanimous. Mr. Milanovic said he would offer a hand to the Prime Minister, but he's more likely to carry on calling out the government on issues like corruption, inflation and healthcare.
President Biden has spoken by phone with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the current talks for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages held by Hamas. Mr. Biden also stressed the need for a surge in humanitarian aid. The call is part of a last-ditch attempt by Mr. Biden to reach a deal days before he's succeeded by Donald Trump. At least six people have been killed in a landslide and flooding caused by heavy rains in the city of Ipatinga in southeastern Brazil. Others are missing. A six-month state of emergency has been declared in the state of Minas Gerais. Prosecutors in Honduras say they will issue formal charges against three retired generals accused of involvement in the coup that ousted President Manuel Zelaya in 2009. The three generals are charged with homicide in connection with the death of a 19-year-old demonstrator and the attempted homicide of another man. The men include the former head of the armed forces of Honduras. BBC News.